Hello, Blind Cortec listeners. This is Hank from Tucson, Arizona. And this is my first podcast for Blind Cortec, so please bear with me. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a service that I am partnered with, as well as a user of the service, called UKTV2C. That's spelled UKTV, and then the number 2, and then the letter C as in Charlie. Website is www.uktv2c.com. UKTV2C is a hosting specialist based out of England, and they provide UK Sleebox users access to television from a satellite provider out of England to those who are living abroad. For example, folks who are in the UK, who are in the US, like, for example, expats. and that is what this company does initially. However, me being a blind user in the U.S., I discovered that this satellite provider offers audio description. And in England, the audio description for the visually impaired is number 1 compared to the United States and Canada, where it's voluntary. The U.S. has, I think it's about roughly, I'm going to estimate probably 15 programs. This is not counting movies like Turner Classic Movies, and then not counting the movies in the theaters that are audio described for the blind. Canada has about probably 40 to 50 programs. I know they're on 40 to 50 channels down there on the Bell satellite system down there in Canada. But this provider in England, on the other hand, has tons and tons and tons of audio description. You can go to www.tvhelp.org.uk and just click on any of the services over there on the site, and you'll pretty much get an idea on what this satellite provider offers. In the company that I partnered with, UKTV2C, I have worked out a deal with the CEO of the company, Mike Gamble, and I worked out a deal for blind individuals in the United States to receive audio description via Sling Box. Sling Player, actually, is what you'd use. You'd use the Sling Player on either Windows, if you're a PC user and use JAWS or WindowWise or System Access or NVDA, you'd use the Windows version of a Sling Player to access the service. And the Macintosh, you would use the Sling Player for the Mac and VoiceOver. Unfortunately, there is no Linux version of Slingbox, so you're out of luck unless you run virtualization software such as a VMware Fusion. Fusion's the Mac. Mac version. VMware Player, actually the free player for Linux that you could get. And then what you do is you put in the credentials that is given that sign up, and there is a fee for this. It's not free, so I apologize. There is a fee, a monthly fee, and there is also a one-time setup fee. And I'll get to that later on in the podcast. And then in part 2, This is going to be a two-part podcast. I will demonstrate the service in action. You will hear audio description in action, so you actually get to hear what it sounds like, and some of the stuff that you'll be getting access to with the service in part two of this podcast. The service you would be entering in the credentials that will be given into the Sling Player, and then you just control the Sling Box, which is based in England, from your remote location in the United States. So that is kind of a quick and dirty overview of UKTV2C and what I will be discussing with you all throughout the rest of part one of Blind Cool Tech podcast number one for me, and then part two will be the actual demonstration. We are now going to be talking about the prices for the service. All three plans do include audio description. There is a 12-month contract for the first two plans, which are basically over the air. You get approximately 200 channels. Plan number one, setup fee, £200. Monthly hosting fee, £40. No recording, no DVR, so it's just watching, or in our case, listening. The second plan, same setup fee, £200, but this one offers recording, and that is £50 a month for the hosting fee. Also, the second plan does require a one-year contract or 12-month contract. Third plan is the everything plan, is what I'm going to call it. And this one, no contract, but you get everything. Movies, sports. World, it's basically world. You get it's the world package. This one is going to be costing £300 setup. It's also going to be a monthly hosting fee of £50 hosting fee, and then you gotta pay your subscription. Now this could range, if you want the world subscription, it's gonna be £48 a month. If you just want the basics, it's gonna be, your subscriptions are gonna be ranging anywhere from £19 to £48. £48 a month is going to give you the world package. If you want to get hooked up with any of these packages, you need to be blind. That's a stipulation for these specific plans that I've been able to work out with UKTV2C. You need to email me at this following email address, and you need to put in the subject line, Blind Cool Tech Podcast. That's once again, Blind Cool Tech Podcast. Email address is going to be hank@uktv2c.com. That's hank@uktv, the number 2, and then the letter C as in Charlie, .com. Mention Blind Cool Tech Podcast in the subject line. Mention what price plan that you want, whether you want the higher plan, the £300 plan, the one with no contract, or if you want the free view.
also, like I said, everything will have audio description built in. You will need Swing Player. You could get this from swingmedia.com or just Google Swing Player. In part two of this podcast, I am going to be demonstrating for you the service in action, so you get to hear exactly what it sounds like. That will be featured next week. If you have any questions about the service or anything that I've mentioned in this podcast, you may also email your questions to hank@uktv2c.com and just mention in the subject line, like, I have a question or something, you know, something that is pretty obvious or know what it is. And I will respond to you within 24 hours. I want to thank Mike Gamble of UKTV2C, who is my partner, for letting me do this and for working out the plans. And I hope to be offering a service in the United States to blind patrons. Okay, now we are going to be discussing the control of the swing box. And then I'm going to be following that by some clips of audio description from the service. To control your channels on the Swing Player, and this is both Windows and Mac, so this is universal among platforms, the minus and the equals keys on the keyboard will change channels.
It's actually your dash and your equals. It's right by the zero. And that will go up and down on your channels. With the audio descriptions, whenever there is a show that is described, you will hear a beep on the channel. So, with no further ado, I am going to jump over to the Swing Player and play you clips from channels that have audio description on them. You're first going to hear a beep during the switching. The beep, the first beep that you're going to hear is going to be the first channel that has description. And then after that, the beeps. From there is me flipping two different channels with the description. Alright, so now I am going to go over to the Swing Player and we will now begin. Clip's going to be roughly anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds.
Fry, however, does not.
Somehow he has cobbled together a random assortment of other brainwaves into a working mind.
Like a prom dress made from carpet remnants.
Yes, like your prom dress.
The brain spawner commanded by a giant evil brain with a gooey center of pure hate.
Only Fry, with his superior yet inferior mind, can approach it. You must tell him to disable it. We will do the rest.
You can count on me.
No, we can't. Once on Earth, you will be too stupid to remember the message.
That's why we wrote it down for you.
He pins it to Leela's chest.
We've also prepared a bag lunch and some mittens.
Back on Earth.
Time to re-educate, you dunce bags. We'll start with U.S. presidents. This was our first president, George Washington.
He holds up Washington's head to blank looks.
Let's review. Who was our first president?
A pickle jar?
Thomas Jefferson?
Washington answers wrongly as Leela crashes through the window in the spacecraft.
Leela! I've been so worried! Are you a bonehead?
I have to tell. Must. Important. Something.
Whoa, slow down. You're going a mile a minute.
This. You for this.
He blows his nose on the note.
No!
And throws it in the fire.
Ow! Fire hot!
The professor will help.
Fire indeed hot.
you're lawfully wedded wife?
Almost always. Yeah.
Do you have the rings?
I have the rings.
Good.
Magicians interlocking rings.
With the powers invested in me by Clowns of America International, I now pronounce you... What are they?
An official team.
Thank you. An official team. Now you may bump noses.
Jingles lift the bride's veil and they bump clown noses.
Here's hoping that this happy couple
puts his hand in front of the stricken woman. He floats his hand in front of her eyes. He crosses and uncrosses his legs wildly. The woman has one bandaged leg up on a wheelchair brace. The counter flips over to 23.
23!
A couple head for the nurse. Mr. Bean eyeballs his ticket, 76. He grimaces. He checks his watch. There is a metal teapot on his hand. A shamefaced Mr. Bean glances about. The receptionist sniggers. The incapacitated woman chuckles. Mr. Bean scowls. He spies her ticket, which is jammed between the only two fingers unbandaged. He compares the numbers. Hers is 25. Mr. Bean swaps their tickets. The woman tries to complain beneath the bandages. She catches the receptionist's attention and stares with pleading eyes. Mr. Bean nods in sympathy at the high number on her ticket. A child with a saucepan on his head sits next to Mr. Bean.
4th of July.
Because it reminded you of the way our forefathers used to bitch at each other?
It's just this thing. Every year we would go out on my dad's boat and watch the fireworks. Mom always hated it because the ocean air made her hair all big. My sister Jill would be throwing up over the side. My dad would be upset because nobody was helping, and then when we did help, he would scream at us for doing it wrong. But then when the fireworks started, everybody just shut up. You know, and it'd get really cold. And we would all just sort of smush under this one blanket. It never occurred to anybody to bring another one. And now it's... Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. Chandler gently embraces Rachel. Ross comes out. Chandler beckons to him and deftly passes Rachel into Ross's arms without her noticing. At Monica's.
Okay, thanks for coming. I hope you guys had fun. All right, Monica, dear, I'm going to hit the road. Now, I've left my 10 verbs on the table. Yes, and you be sure.
Okay, so as you can see, it's just a sample of what you can get with the description. We heard a little bit of, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, I think was the first clip we heard. Then you heard a bit of a comedy, a couple of comedies. Comedy shows, and I think there's one other thing in there that I featured, but and that's just a sample of what you could get with this service. If you have any questions or would like to get signed up, like I said, please email me at hank@uktv2c.com. That's H-A-N-K. @uktv2c.com. Mention Blanco Tech in the subject line, and mention that you heard it on the podcast, and we'll get you hooked up. I want to thank Mike Gamble once again from UKTV2C and the folks up at Blanco Tech for letting me record this, and I hope to be doing podcasts in the future for Blanco Tech on other items for the blind.
Until then, this is Hank from Tucson, Arizona. Bye-bye.